He's kind of bounced around in the lineup. I remember that game. He was up at third. And then a couple games later that we did, he would be kind of down a little bit lower, around fifth. He's been as low as eighth. Kind of bounced up back to sixth in a couple games that I covered, but he seems to have kind of settled into that six or seven hole and gets a big hit here, obviously, because you want to try to get something rolling. Obviously, anytime you can get your leadoff runner on base, that's a positive.
You mentioned the Valley Catholic Warriors. Ask and you shall receive, Toddley. 2-0 Valley Catholic leading Crystal City after one. That on the out-of-town scoreboard, brought to you by Offenberg Chevrolet Buick GMC in the Maple Valley Center, Farmington. They do business the right way every day. Online at OffenbergFarmington.com.
So one on, nobody out with Ryan Surface up at bat. He got a walk in his only appearance. Drives this one over to the left. It'll bounce just underneath the glove of Dylan Coleman at short. Runners at first and second, and the Rebels have something cooking.
I wonder if Coleman was trying to play that on a hop to see if he could turn a double play. Infield fly route not called, and Coleman, I think, was trying to short hop that ball, get the force play at second, and try to turn two. Instead of backfires, he makes an error, and it's first and second with nobody out.
That'll bring Bridges up to the plate. He's looking to bunt again, right back to the pitcher. He boots it. Everybody's going to be safe. Another error, and we might have a replay of the previous inning, except Central is on the offense.
Well, Bridges bunting for a base hit at that point. He got a good one down, and Skaggs was quick off the mound, got to it, and had a few things going through his head, was thinking about trying to get that force play at second. Instead, he makes the error, and now they're loaded with nobody out for the middle of this Central order.
Braden Mannion coming up to the plate. He watches one fly by just inside. 1-0. That's a second inning in a row, though, that Jake Bridges has tried to bunt for a hit. He was unsuccessful back in the third. He did advance the runners, but here he gets on base. Low and outside this time from Skaggs, so 2-0 on Mannion. Bases loaded, nobody out. Here comes the pitch. Right across the plate, Mannion was taken all the way, 2-1. Pitcher and batter settle in. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Swing, pop, fly high up on the infield. Calling it is Kobe Eckhoff at second, and he can't make the catch. The infield fly rule is called. He falls over to second, throws it, and they get the double play.
Oh, man. A mental mistake by the Rebels on the base paths. And Ryan Surface is erased for the second out of the infield and out of the inning. The infield fly rule, as you said, was called. Ball was dropped. Surface started to run to third, then realized what was going on, ran back. And a great heads-up play by Kobe Eckhoff. A mistake turns into a golden opportunity for there for the Trojans.
Here's the pitch. They're going to try to steal. It's a double steal, and the throw is way over everybody's head. One run will score. Hopkins crosses the plate. Then the wheels coming off defensively for both teams here in the past inning or so.
I thought for sure that ball was hit, as high as that throw was. Hopkins scores. The Rebels get one of those runs back. They're now trailing 3-2.
My, the way things change. Drew Jaco at the plate. The pitch, he takes one right back up the middle. They're going to wave around the runner. Here comes the throw from center. They're going to throw it to second. Bridges crosses the plate, and we've got a tie ball game.
Well, Drew Jaco, another key hit for the Rebels to tie it back up. Solid line drive up the middle. Now batting. Stolen base for Bridges pays off as he's able to come around and score. And we're tied up 3-3.
So Jaco stays over at first. But he's got the big RBI to tie this game up. It brings up Drew Harlow. He's flied out to center. He in both of his at-bats. Long look at first from Noah Skaggs. Pitch hits the dirt. Blocked by Jacobson. Runner stays. So the Rebels managed to answer the Trojans. Central took a 1-0 lead in the third. Potosi would answer in the fourth with three runs. Central has came back with two of their own here in the top of the fifth. Tie ball game at three. Pickoff move. The runner takes off. They throw down to second, and they get him. So the inning ends on the base paths. Thrown out at second base is Drew Jaco, but the Central Rebels get a little bit accomplished there. They get two up on the board, and we're tied up at three heading to the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to High School Baseball on 1240 KFMO.